أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين اللهم يسر ولا تعسر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In our discussion with the journey of the verses in Surah Al-Luqman, last week we were talking about the verse number 17 where it says, يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ السَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. We spoke about Salat, which is one of the discussion. Luqman was telling his son, أَقِمِ السَّلَاةِ, establish prayer. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and enjoy good. وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid evil. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, and also have patience when things befalls you, things happen to you that you are not happy with, have patience. Why is it so? Inshallah, we come to that and talk about it. But today we're going to start with أَمْرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. If we get opportunity, we also go through الصَّبْر. Number one, before we are able to look at this, let's look at the brief meaning, or what we say, at-ta'rif, talking about what exactly is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy an al-Munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about it in multiple places in the Quran. But when we are going to look at the original or the meaning of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy an al-Munkar, the most important thing that you need to look at is when we talk about awamir, things, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to do in the Quran is amr bil ma'ruf. Anything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do is amr bil ma'ruf. Anything that is to do with any good deed that we are encouraged to do is Amr bil Ma'ruf. Basically, as-salat that we do, the zakat that we give, the fasting that we do, all these are awamir, they are Amr bil Ma'ruf. Alright? When it comes to your daily lifestyle, what you eat that is halal is Amr bil Ma'ruf. Having a family time, doing things Islamically that are allowed to be done, Amr bil Ma'ruf. So all these things that we're talking about, anything in Islam that is encouraged to do is Amr bil Ma'ruf. And of course, if that is the case, the opposite of Amr bil Ma'ruf is Nahy an al-Munkar. Opposite of Amr bil Ma'ruf is Munkar. So basically, for a person not to pray is munkar. A person not to give zakat is munkar. A person not to fast in the month of Ramadan while healthy is munkar. So those are the ways you look at Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al-Munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. If you look at the word kuntum khayra umma, the word kuntum linguistically is to say that asbahtum, you have become khayra umma, the best of nation. You have become the best of nation. Why is it so? Because you were given the best of prophets. Bi khayrin nabi kunna khayrul umma. The best, because of the best of prophets, we became the best of nation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you have become asbahtum khayrul ummah. you have become the best of nation. It's as if we are asking, Ya Allah, being the best of nation, what is it got to do with us and what is special about it regarding us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is telling us the qualities of being the best of nation is تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنِينَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best of nation. What makes you best is تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You enjoy good. وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you forbid evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah. So basically, anyone in our time today that is encouraging people to do good and forbid them from doing evil act, and that person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is one of the best of Allah's creation. So we can be the best among the world, among the people that are on earth today, if we are able to keep to these three qualities: believing in Allah, enjoy good, and forbid evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In this verse, short surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, first of all, Allah made an oath, swore an oath with the time of prayer, which is the Asr prayer. As we know, Asr prayer is called Salat al-Wusta, the middle prayer, very important. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that time, for indeed, that will be the time when the world is coming to an end. It will be after the Asr prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention on this particular time. And he said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, al-insan, all human, are in loss. Everyone is in loss. وَلِذَٰلِكَ أَقُولُ الْإِمَامُ خَاسِرٌ. Our imam is at loss. وَهَكَذَا الْمَعْمُومُ خَاسِرُونَ. Those that are behind the imam, they are also at loss. رئيس الدولة, the leader of the country, خَاسِر, is also at loss. Everyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Ismul jins, al-insan, every human is at loss. Then he did what we call al-istithna. Except, illa alladhina amanu. Except those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow that belief with righteous deeds, amilu salihat. So when we believe in Allah and follow that deed or that belief in actions or with actions that are good, then we are now exempted from those losses that people are in. That's why Allah is saying, except illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. But now, what is the key? Believing in Allah, doing righteous deeds does not finish. وَتَوَاصَوْا, and they enjoy. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, they enjoy good, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and also forbid evil, and asking or encouraging people to have patience when the trial comes to them. So أَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّحْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ is the main key when it comes to our deen today. As a Muslim, you need to work around that. Remember, the Bani Israel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade them from fishing on Saturday, the system, the community were divided into three. There are one group who said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us from fishing on Saturdays. We are not going to do that. Then we get the next group who said, well, we will not be fishing on Saturday, but we'll cast our net on Friday. Saturday, no fishing, and then we will go on Sunday and grab whatever that we can. And the third group said, well, what you guys are doing is not good, but it's not our responsibility to tell you to stop. We were all told not to do this. First group said, we are not doing it, and they warned those that are doing it. Those that are doing it also in the middle. And the last group said, we are not doing it, but we're not going to stop you guys from doing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, اتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Fear fitna, fear problem, because when it comes, it does not only go on those who commit it, it will go to everyone. We know that we will be living here, someone commits something somewhere because that person is a Muslim, we see our women on the streets here being targeted. اتقوا فتنة, stay away from trouble. Because if it comes, لَا تَصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was encouraging and also advising his companions regarding advising people to do good and when they're doing evil also try to stop them, he gave a beautiful analogy. He said, just imagine group of people in a boat and it happens the boat has up and down. Those at the downstairs, at any given time when they need water, they need to come upstairs and then go and then to the edge and then grab water. And they said, why are we keep going up and down when we are closer to the water? Let's just break a hole underneath the boat and get water. Those up said that, well, it's not our concern. Do whatever you want. If those at the bottom make a hole under the boat, will those up survive? No, because all of them are going to sink. So that is the idea of enjoying good and forbidding evil. If someone is doing something that is not right, don't say, it's not my concern. You don't do that. Jump in. Try to give the person a good talk, advice, and let them know what they're doing is wrong. I remember our sheikh, he used to say, when someone really looking forward for a fight, he really want to fight, the body is itchy, he really want to fight because it's a habit. So he couldn't get anyone that will wrong him to fight that person. And then he met you and he immediately came closer to you and stepped on your foot. Now, you have two ways of addressing this issue. It's either you give him, he has given you a bait now, it's either you go with the bait and then he got what he wants, or you turn the things around. Number one, are you stupid? Can't you see that you are stepping on my feet? Of course he wants to fight. So the answer will definitely be, you call me stupid? Well, I step on your foot. Do whatever you want to do. Or you say, excuse me, it seems you are stepping on something. He looks down. His foot is on yours. The way you address him, he cannot fight but to say, sorry for stepping on your foot. So the way we address people when they do wrong is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Call people towards the ways of your Lord بِالْحِكْمَةِ, with wisdom. وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, give or use the best of words, advice, to engage with such a person. If this discussion has reached a stage where it becomes like a debate, not argument, when it has reached a stage where it is like a debate, Allah said, وَجَادِلْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Use the best of words in your debate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew Fir'aun. In history of this world, a human declared being God, even to the extent saying that if there is any God, he is the one above him, is Fir'aun. Allah knows this guy will not accept. But when he sent Musa and his brother Harun to Fir'aun, he said to both of them, وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you go to him, use soft words. Talk to him nicely. Brothers and sisters, our aim is to look at this aspect. Allah is telling Musa the prophet and his brother Harun, when they go to Fir'aun, they should talk to him nicely. And then here we are, we found a person with the title of Imam, Sheikh, whatever, Mufti, representing Islam. But the only way he can do that is to insult people, abuse them, curse them with the word, I am trying to fix them. Do you know better than Allah? Is the deen yours or Allah's deen? Allah is saying, I know this guy is arrogant, but when you go to him, talk to him nicely. And you said, no, we have to insult them so that it will be better. Are you fighting for this deen or something else? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us ways in which we can encourage people to do good. Remember, if we do not take the steps to advise each other, encourage each other, teach each other to do the right thing, we are really committing sin by ourselves. Not insulting each other, no. Advising and teaching each other to do the right thing. Reminding each other to do the right thing. If we neglect that, we are indeed disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he said, لُئِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنْ مَرْيَمَ. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, لُئِنَ, they have been cursed. By who? By David and Jesus. They use words on such people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did they use that word? Why will Moses, why will David, why will Jesus or Isa alayhi salam say bad thing to those who disbelieve? Why is it so? ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. David or Dawood alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, they saw the people disobeyed Allah and also they are arrogant and committing mischief. So they cursed them with that behavior. كانوا, listen to this, كانوا لا ينهون عن المنكر. They are not stopping those who do evil act or discouraging that evil act or advising them or teaching them to stop. They do not do that. That's why their prophets curse them. So in reality, when we sit in mujtama, in a society, community, and we got people doing things that are not good, but we don't want to have issues with them. We don't want them to be angry. We don't want to lose our relationship or our friendship with them. So we've decided not to advise them, not to stop them. We are not asked to go and fight them, just advise people. Sometimes a person is doing something wrong. He knows it's wrong. Maybe his arrogance will not let him look at this really and stop. Then you come in. instead of advising and letting him know what he's doing is wrong, you start with an attack, abuse. Then automatically, you push him far away from the reality, from the deen. But when you take different approach, my brother, my sister, what you're doing is not good. You are better than this. It is very, it will be more or less like a shame for someone to see you of all people doing this. So when you approach the person, letting the person know they are important, that action, that behavior, they are 1,000 times better than that. Then they tend to look at things from different angle now. It is sharaf. It is respect. They are important people. Those actions is not something that should be related to them. Then in that sense, you are trying to help them out. But when you approach them in a way that you look down upon them and judgmental, and then you want them to stop, that will not be possible. So brothers and sisters in faith, when we're talking about Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahya an al Munkar, we need to go beyond just saying stop or do, and look at things from all points of view, most especially as we made mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who said, أُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the relationship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And this up to today is active around people who Allah has blessed with knowledge, and they are able to help people, or they can help people. Allah is saying, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If not because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Muhammad, that you are soft for them. You are soft with your companions. You are very merciful to them. Whatever happened, you don't get angry. You look at the best way to approach it. If not because of that, لَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you could have become someone who is very firm, shadeed, you are very tough on them, Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They could have left you. None of them would have lived around you. But because of Allah's mercy, He made you as part of your character, attributes, you are a soft person. No matter how they behave, you are able to contain them, maintain them within. And that, of course, you look at the incident of the person who came in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and got up in the corner, started urinating. The companions, they jumped. They are going to stop him. The Prophet ﷺ said, leave him. Let him finish. When he finished urinating, the Prophet ﷺ then commanded, ask them to get water with a bucket and pour it on the urine. Then he called him and said to him, my brother, this place that you see is a pure place where we worship our Creator. This is not a place where we urinate. This is an adult. We're not talking about a child. An adult did this, and this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached him. So if you said you are fighting for Islam, you're talking about Islam, but you are there condemning, shouting at people, being tough at people, and you said this is the way Islam is supposed to be, we said no, you misunderstood Islam. Because These are the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what the Quran is teaching us. We should always be kind. We should always be soft. We should always take into consideration people have different understanding, and sometimes they might be doing something wrong, but in their mindset they will think they are right until someone reminds them. This is how Islam is teaching us. We remember the hadith of Aisha, which is saying, "Inna Allah rafiq yuhibbu al-rifq fil amr kull." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is soft, tender, taking care of us. Allah knew us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can look into the Quran. Even before things are made haram in the Quran, you see how many verses will come, how Allah will approach the companions, take it easy on them. Look at the example of alcohol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just said in the Quran, alcohol is haram and that's it. I am your creator and there is no negotiation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a verse and said, in the Quran or in the alcohol, there is some benefit, but the harm in the alcohol is more than the benefit. This is advice. Allah did not say, it's haram, stay away. No, He started by giving them advice in terms of looking in the wine or the alcohol, there might be some benefit, but the harm in it is more than the good. So start weighing. And that alone deterred some of the companions who used to drink alcohol at that time to stay away from it. Because if there's no much good in it, why will I get into it? After some times, another verse also came. And this one said, alcohol that you see, when you drink, you get intoxicated, you get out of your mind. And for that matter, whenever you are drunk, don't come to prayer until you come back to your senses, you know what you say before you come to prayer. This is also good enough for some people to feel like, why will I have something that stop me from praying? If that is the case, I won't drink again. So you can see, verses has come into difference before the last verse that came in the Quran to say, "Inna al-khamra wal-maysara wal-ansab," all the way to the end of the verse, everything that was mentioned in the rijsun are all filth, min amali shaitan, as part of the deeds or work of shaitan, fajitanibuhu. Because of that, stay away from it. That was the time when alcohol then became haram, but Allah has given them time to organize themselves verse by verse until they are able to settle down. So the same thing applies to you. When you have a friend who is a Muslim, but unfortunately he drinks. Now, you came to advise him and said, you drinking, subhanallah, when you drink, 40 days your prayer is not accepted. Don't even come to the prayer anymore. So okay, he couldn't control himself, he drank. Now he's not praying, waiting for 40 days to come. By the time the 40 days come, of course, it's a habit. He went drinking again. What have you done? You've taken him out of the fold of Islam fully, because he will not come back again. My brother, it's out of your weakness that you go to the alcohol. Try to stop, brother. Regardless of the situation, don't forget about Allah. Always try to do your prayer. By this, you are encouraging him. It will reach a state he will be ashamed of himself coming to prayer with the alcohol content in him. He will be ashamed of himself coming to prayer with the smell of alcohol. So with that, slowly he will start to refrain, stay away from it. It will reach a stage he will be looking left and right when he is going to drink, because he does not want people that meet him in the masjid to see him entering in the alcohol place. So slowly, your advice will help him to change. But the moment you condemn, curse, abuse, you're pushing people away. That is not the way this deen has to be. That is why it said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to be soft in all of our approach. People can be doing wrong, you know it. You know they're doing. But because they don't know, you know, you keep it to yourself and advise them indirectly without mentioning their mistakes. That is what is encouraged of us. And if we can do that, inshallah, we will be able to help people. And to conclude, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Al-mu'minu mir'atil mu'min. A believer is the mirror of his fellow brother believer. Now, just imagine yourself, if you are making mistakes in your life, how you want someone to advise you? Do you want the person to insult you? Do you want that person to look down upon you? Do you want that person to say, I understand what you're going through, but there are other ways of dealing with it? So we need to start looking at that. Let's try to treat each other with respect and dignity. You today being in the masjid, you today coming to prayer, you today having the opportunity to be in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that opportunity. That does not make you better than anyone else. Those that do not come to the masjid, those that do not pray, those that are doing things that are haram, you can engage them. You can talk to them. You can advise them without looking down upon them, because you need to understand, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention, inna ahadakum laya'amalu bi'amali ahalil jannah hatta ma yakunu baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira' fayasbiku alayhi alkitab fayamalu bi'amali ahalil nar fayadkhuluha wa inna ahadakum laya'amalu bi'amali ahalil nar حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا الذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها. These are the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, الصادق المصدوق. Indeed, you might find yourself today, you are doing all good things. You pray, you fast, you read Quran, every good thing that we talk about, you are part of it, in front of it. All of a sudden, for whatever reason, you chose, you don't want to be part of this journey anymore. I have been praying all these years. I can't see what the benefit is all about. I'm quitting. I don't want to do it anymore. All of a sudden, you find yourself doing something else. You left the deen and you die at that moment. You die as a non-believer. All the prayers you did in your life has gone in vain. The same thing. There is someone also. You look down upon him on the street yesterday. Everywhere you know, every evil act, you see him part of it. He drinks alcohol, commits zina, doing whatever. Every bad deed that you know, you see him in front of it. You used to say bad things about him, condemn him. And then here we are. Out of Allah's mercy, Allah have selected him, gave him the opportunity. All of a sudden he came to the Imam, I want to be a Muslim. A Muslim? Yes. Taking Shahada. Before he even prayed, he falls and die and go to Jannah. And this person has prayed all his life, but he died as non-believer. So what we need to understand is, seeing yourself today doing good does not guarantee that you are better than those that are doing evil. So when you're going to advise, Do not look down upon them. Let them know it is Allah who guides. Tell yourself, Ya Allah, this is your servant. Ya Allah, I'm asking you to help him, to help her, to guide her, to support her, take her from this bad company, take her from this evil act. You pray sincere, Allah then will protect you. But when you keep looking down upon people, saying bad things about them because of where they are today, Allah will not care to switch things around, and you will be in their position and they will be in your position. So as a Muslim, remember to always be kind. Don't be judgmental. We know in Islam it's haram for a person to commit suicide, right? What if someone has mental illness and they commit suicide in that act? Were you there to understand what was their situation? Straight away you start judging. So we need to always be very careful. This deen is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not ours. We are not the perfect humans on earth. It's only out of Allah's mercy He chose us and gave us the deen. So we go back again. If we want to be the best of people on this earth, we should keep on to those three qualities. Believing in Allah, sincere, help people by advising them to do good and forbid evil. If we do that, then that verse which says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله will then be our identity. And that is what we want to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to act upon what we say. May Allah support us. So Luqman alayhi salam, or Luqman, he has advised his son, Ya Bunayya, أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر. And the last part of this verse will be واصبر على ما أصابك. Inshallah, in our next discussion we'll talk about that. If we get opportunity, we go further to look at humility, avoidance of arrogance, being moderate in our movement, and also lowering our voice when we're talking to people, instead of shouting at them as if we are acting like dictators just because we are helping them or advising them. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take questions.